All is worth saying's Question Time Review. Question Time, the 14th of July, 2022. The panel, Bim Afolami, Conservative, Chris Bryant, Labour, Minette Butters, NFU, Mary Bousted, NEU, Olivia Utley, Daily Telegraph. One of the Berkshire Afolamis, Bim's hard-up NH worker parents, his father was a doctor, his mother a pharmacist, sent him to £46,000 per annum Eton College. After Eton, Mr. Afolami read modern history at University College Oxford, becoming a corporate lawyer after graduation. A Remainer, the Conservative member for Hitchin and Harpenden, was elected to Parliament in 2017, replacing Peter the Lord Lilly, whose father worked for the BBC. Bim's wife, and mother of his three children, is the dippy Henrietta Jackson Stops. Hetty is one of those irritating people who embarrass themselves by making very public consumer complaints on Twitter. If she doesn't get her own way, she unleashes the threat of every retailer's nightmare, the dreaded tweet to Which UK, passively aggressively pleading, "Can you help?" Ms. Jackson Stops has had trouble with her Audi. She bought balloons which, when inflated and floated on a string, spelled happy birthday, but upside down. Despite being an alpha female high-flying lawyer, she doesn't know how airfare refunds work. You get the fare back, love, not the tax and the airport fees. Or travel insurance. Damaged buggy. The £46,000 a year St Mary's card old girl blames the courier when she can't organise answering her own front door. You are responsible for a very disappointed birthday boy tomorrow. The birthday boy may also be disappointed to learn his presents come from Bargain Max, the UK's number one for cheap kids' toys. Likewise, do clients engaged in life or death courtroom cases realise their Bigley Pounds an Hour counsel turns up at Paddington Station without her wallet? Thank you, Paddington Ticket Office, for being so helpful. Loses her contact lenses. Thank you, Specsavers, for the replacement contact lens. 50 miles from home with only one eye. And leaves her possessions behind in Eat. Worst of all, Ms. Jackson Stops volunteers as a pro bono counsel, i.e. free legal representation, for an organisation called Bail for Immigration Detainees. Question 1. Do you think a change of leadership will be enough to restore trust in the government? No, said Chris Bryant, Labour. Chris began by expressing surprise Boris had lasted so long and then made the mistake of fighting the last war rather than this by exercising his Boris phobia rather than addressing present issues. Chris was on firmer petty point scoring ground by asking Bim why he had stayed loyal to the outgoing Prime Minister for so long. Bim Afolami, Conservative, did something similar and addressed Boris's apologies rather than looking to the future. Johnson had a big mandate. These things shouldn't be trivialised. A Prime Minister deserves a measure of loyalty. Chris Bryant mentioned support for Owen Paterson, the Tory who had been caught doing for business what Labour does for the unions. Bim droned on instead of saying Mr. Paterson stood down. Is Chris Bryant going to stand down because he's owned by the union barons? Mary Bousted, NEU, said the Tories are tarnished, but so is politics itself. People say they're all the same, which is a shame. She called Boris a serial liar. Yawn. The Boris derangement syndrome was strong. The useless Turkish waiter and his airhead floozy really, really bigly trigger these lefty wastes of space. Is there any way we can keep him on? Some kind of late entry into the lack of beauty contest that is the Conservative Party's leadership election. Mary Winifred Bousted is the Joint General Secretary of the National Education Union, the NEU being the result of a merger between the old National Union of Teachers and the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. Her co-General Secretary is the nutty Marxist Kevin Courtney, who writes for the communist Morning Star. Too male, pale and obviously politically extreme, Kevin can't be trusted in front of the QT cameras. According to the Taxpayers Alliance, in 2019, Dr. Bousted's salary from the union was £187,557. Mr. Courtney's was £217,501. Grammar school girl Mary, a graduate of Hull and Durham Universities, is also humble and doesn't use her title of doctor. Puffins will be disappointed to hear Dr. Bowster's doctoral thesis hasn't jockeyed for position on the Amazon bestsellers list with the Marquis de Sade's 120 Days of Sodom, as it is an honorary title awarded by Edgehill University, where she was an employee. Incidentally, regular readers awaiting the promised review of the Marquis's dirty book will be pleased to hear that it is 99% done and should be ready soon. At the moment, while studying the text, I'm trying for a really good finish. No, don't. In interview with Further Education Week, Dr. Mary confided her favourite book is E.M. Foster's A Room with a View, which reminds me, I was once in a tiebreak at a quiz, and the question was, which city is overlooked by E.M. Foster's Room with a View? The other chap said Leeds. Snarf. Challenged by an audience member, Chris Bryant said Boris got all the big calls wrong. Boris is responsible for the pandemic, inflation, and the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. The Boris derangement syndrome was even higher. We need an imperial measure to quantify it. Perhaps the Desaad, the amount of pain exhibited by a panellist because of Boris's role in Brexit. Olivia Utley, journalist, was going to be positive. Boris was temperamentally unsuitable for the job. He wanted to please everyone. But Olivia was excited by the race and looked to the future. Bold, young, diverse, interesting. Olivia had a bit of a tan. Just a bit. She was wearing the wrong dress, showing not so much tan lines as tan fault lines. Every single one of us eats, noted the genius that is Minette Batters, NFU. Our trade deals with Australia and New Zealand are going to harm the rich farmer by offering cheaper food to the poor consumer. Gosh, pigs have been culled instead of being kept by the millions as pets and dying of old age. Fruit is rotting in the fields. Grow less labour-intensive crops, love, or pay higher wages. Up to you. A man at the back asked Chris about honesty. Is Keir Starmer an honest man? Some more dust was knocked off the Desaadometer. Regarding Beergate, Starmer is better than Boris. Perhaps in the same way that Durham police are better than the Met. On his website, Mr. Bryant is happy to inform fellow proletarian comrades in his South Wales constituency of his graduation from Mansfield College, Oxford, where he read English. However, the ever-modest egalitarian admits to tell the Rhondda working classes he is also a privately educated old boy of the exclusive £43,000 a year Cheltenham College. Keen to tell he was once London manager of common purpose, he self-defines that fifth column Freemasonry for lefty public sector pen pushers as an educational charity. Cough. Surprise, surprise, Chris's mother worked for the BBC, as did Chris as head of European affairs between 1998 and 2000. Shy Mr. Bryant mentions he was brought up in Spain, but admits to tell the food bankers and impoverished nurses that he was there because his father was a senior executive with American gas-guzzling and carbon dioxide-belching mega-corporation Chrysler. After Oxford, Chris studied theology and trained to be a priest at Ripon College. Ordained in 1987, the Reverend Bryant is perhaps not as shy and modest as we thought, having been caught posting to the internet a full frontal selfie of himself in nothing but his Y-fronts. It could have been worse. In fact, it was worse, as the image was found on Gaydar, a dating website on which Father Bryant, Gaydar name Alpha101, described himself as horny as buggery. A friend tells me the photograph was taken in an expensive-looking bathroom, which begs a question. Which one? The bathroom of the London flat on which he claimed £84,350 in parliamentary expenses, or the London penthouse he owned, including private lift and porter, but rented out for £3,000 a month while you paid his expenses for the other property? Puffins may or may not be relieved to hear that man of the people, comrade Mr. Bryant, has subsequently sold his penthouse flat for a cool £1.1 million, almost twice what he paid for it. The whole sorry tale can be read here. Another gentleman said that we're stuck with a zombie government over the summer until a successor to Johnson is chosen. We'd have one anyway, pal. It's the summer recess. The House of Liars, Thieves and Perverts are about to start their 4-month-long summer holiday. Think of indexes, quantifications and coefficients. Chris Bryant's 12 square inches of faded worn carpet scores 6.1 on the QT Review Elton John Bad Toupee scale. In the interest of diversity and quality of opportunity, Olivia Utley is a hereditary journalist. Olivia's mother is at the BBC World Service. Her uncle, Tom Utley, is at the Daily Mail. Miss Utley's grandfather was the impressive high Tory T.E. Utley of the Times, who was a speechwriter to Mrs. Thatcher and an Ulster Unionist parliamentary candidate. One of Olivia's great-grandparents was Dermot Morra, also of the Times and the Daily Mail. An old girl of the Cardinal Vaughan Memorial School in London's posh Holland Park, Livy was raised by her mother and an aunt, who wrote some headlines themselves when they tried to become civil partners as part of an inheritance tax dodge on their multi-million pound South London home. The next question was about a high-wage, high-skills economy. Dr. Mary, who earns £187,000 a year, said all these promised tax cuts can only be paid for by decimating the public services. We're running out of teachers, she said. Lowering the school leaving age, one suggests, would solve both the teaching crisis and labour shortage. Boris promised too much, Olivia reminded us. The economy is in massive trouble. We need someone who will have difficult conversations. Did she suggest Liz Truss? I didn't catch what she said. Ms. Utley referenced the train line, whatever that is. There are 20 job applications for every vacancy on the train line, but not so in schools. Therefore, teachers should get a pay rise. A teacher from the audience spoke. Her colleagues are leaving the profession. She called the children learners, yuck, and then said mental health, groan. A university student noted there had been a lot of strikes in higher education. It is striking that is so damaging to students. Another public sector worker spoke, surprise, surprise, this time as support worker. If teachers are so good, why do they need support workers? The government promised cheaper everything but higher pay, noted Minette. It is economically illiterate. Minette had never got into the Home Office, despite all those pigs taken too early and the rotting food in the fields. The government door needs to be opened so these things can be sorted out. Miss Batters farms a 300-acre mixed farm near Salisbury in Wiltshire that includes a herd of 300 pedigree Hereford cattle. She also runs a catering business, cum wedding barn. Silly Minette has committed to net zero greenhouse emission farming by 2014. The mother of twins is also the Deputy Lieutenant of Wiltshire. Privately educated at the Godolphin School, Miss Batters, a one-time jockey with 30 winners under her belt, took over the tenancy of the farm when her father retired. Wages can be higher and products cheaper simultaneously if productivity increases, is this reviewer notes. Work harder and stop bringing in cheap labour from abroad. Chris blamed himself. Politicians are out of touch with the public. We have NHS hospitals running food banks for their own fat nurses. If Chris had been reading my prep instead of Gaydar, he would know NHS workers can afford to send their sons to Eton. Final question. Chris Bryant, look away now. Should there be legislation to restrict second homes? Affordable housing is a big problem, said Minette, but offered no solution. Olivia wanted more house building and the deregulation of planning to allow nice homes that NIMBYs wouldn't complain about. She suggested building on golf courses. Mary comes from London. Rich people, those on £187,000 a year, buy properties as an investment that had never lived in. She wanted that to stop. We need a Labour government, she concluded. BIM didn't want legislation, but more latitude for local councils to tax us to death. We need more devolution, said Chris. Housing can be a postcode lottery. He conceded the Labour Party had failed to build enough council houses when in power, missing the irony. He wanted legislation to prevent second homes. As every puffer knows, there are three reasons for the housing crisis: immigration, immigration, and immigration. Yet another truism, unmentionable to the perverts, liars, and thieves, each with their own numerous properties, who inhabit the sewage-drenched, overcrowded slum that is the toxic media political house of shame in London's Westminster Traitors Ghetto.